Okay. All right, it's time now to look through the window of baseball with our wonderful friend Bruce Jenkins of the San Francisco Chronicle. It's brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truitt & White, the professional builder's choice. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
Good. How you doing, Marty? Pecan, what's happening?
Well, rain in June? Come on, this can't happen, can it?
No, they'll get the game in. It's a little bit of a dismal morning. I'm down here on the coast. It's really gloomy, but it doesn't seem feasible that they did get rained out. It's just the wrong time of year.
No, I'm calling it the low marine layer.
like San Diego.
That's correct. Yeah. I'm not going for anything other than that. But I guess around some of Northern California, there are some sprinkles today. But this doesn't feel like it here. Bruce, yesterday it was a true National League game. I'm sure you enjoyed it. A lot of nuances, defensive plays, big guys getting picked off, squeeze plays, look like a geyser shot of a ball going up the wall. I mean, yesterday was something different.
Yeah, and it was. I never really could tell what happened on the very last play. That they didn't have a close up of the left fielder on that ball that Sanchez hit. I mean, did he touch it or what the heck happened there?
Very good question. I never saw it clearly either.
Yeah,
the way John called it. It looked like it hit in front of him and then bounced off him to the side and it was all over. But the big question was, why was he so deep?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, and if he catches the ball, obviously they're not going to tag up and try and score from there. I mean, and then, like you see, he had the ball kicking off the track and then disappearing once again where the cameras didn't have the final destination. So it was, this is another day in the life of Major League Baseball.
I know. Have you ever been an official scorer?
No. Well, we were prevented from being scorers for quite a while at the Chronicle. I think we might still be. But I never had an interest in it because the next thing you know, you're writing the story, and then the official scorer, a guy I like to call me, called it a hit and wrecked a no-hitter. And I never wanted to be in that position.
Yeah, let's say you weren't even writing that day. You wouldn't just want to, look at the game and look at it through those eyes?
Well, there's a lot of times that I wish I were scoring because I disagree with what might have been called. But generally, and there's also that, I would never profess to be an absolute 100% expert on the rule book. You know, things come up that maybe I wouldn't be 100% familiar with, and I wouldn't want to take that job unless I knew that book backwards and forwards 100 times over.
Fan interference, Bruce. It's been a hot topic yesterday afternoon with Marty's post and this morning on the pre. How do you solve this issue?
Well, I have a problem with people getting kicked out, especially, there was a scene where the guy and his son, the son doesn't quite know what happened. They're getting kicked out. That's a heart tugger for me. That's kind of a bottom line thing for me. I mean, I'd like to see somebody come by, walk along the track right before the game and talk to every fan real quick, say, listen, this is the deal. Just a reminder, don't do this. Because once the ball starts coming at you, you might forget the whole situation, who it helps, who it hurts. It's coming at you. If you got your little kid there, I'm not saying I would do this. I would back off every time. But, maybe you're gonna lean over and catch that ball. It's just a crazy instinct that kicks in, and I just don't think it's grounds for ejection.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because it does affect the game.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So I'm not sure they eject people anyway. I've never gotten a clear answer on that. But it's more like relocating, a Siberian wolf to another part of the forest.
Well, I wouldn't mind that. I mean, if you throw them out on the street, that's a little harsh for me.
Well, you get ejected if you get caught smoking a cigarette, and that's way less harmful.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll chase after you.
Really?
I know from experience.
Yeah.
And that's way less harmful.
You'll be
to
ejected?
The asked to leave politely.
Really?
Hey, the second baseman might hit secondhand smoke.
Okay.
No, I'm totally kidding.
Oh, I didn't know that. I learned something.
No,
yeah,
no,
I learned something.
They'll come after you hard. But, the impacting the game is an issue. And I want to ask Bruce this real quick, Marty, too, is I don't want to get too sappy here, but Barry Zito's performance, and we touched on it yesterday, and you wrote a great column to your 3-Dot Lounge. Dave Dervecki, 1989, pretty emotional. Barry Zito, just a tick under that. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think it wouldn't quite rank with that. Just because perhaps not all the fans are aware of quite what Barry's dad meant to him and the backstory, where the Dervecki story was quite clear to everybody what was going on there, and it was big headlines, and there was a big quite a bit of anticipation about it. But, you know, for anyone familiar with Zito's story, it was very, very touching. And I thought it was just so great that he pitched his heart out. You know, the positive thinker, he took it right out there. His mom and his dad were really incredible that way. But it was basically the driving force in their entire life was positive thinking, especially when Joe gave up his career to try and craft berries and wasn't making a whole lot of money. Positive thought comes in handy. But, well, yeah, I thought it was great.
Very good. Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle with us as we talk each weekend with Bruce. Bruce, give me a little bit of assessment of this team. We now have an issue. Pagan looks like he could be out 2 months if he goes for the surgery.
Yeah.
Do they need an outfielder now? And where do you go first? Because you only have limited trade value here.
Yeah, well, they've got a little bit of just barely surplus in the outfield with Torres or Perez, which either guy is sitting on the bench. They have just barely enough there. They might want to take a look at Kieschnick, who I think probably deserves a look at some point. So, to me, it's still pitching. To me, it's Nolasco or Garza or Bud Norris, and I really think that is still Sabian's number one priority. Could be wrong, but I think the Giants are about pitching. As long as they've got pitching that's a little better than the rest, five deep, you know, that's going to make a huge difference for them. So I still think that's their number one priority. What do you think? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm going to answer it first, Pat, and then you can jump in. I've given a lot of thought over the last 24 hours because it looks like Pagan could be out for 2 months and maybe the whole season. Who knows what this hamstring is going to look like. And then I thought, well, you got 42 games after today at AT&T Park. If you're going to win this division, you better win over 50 games here. How do you win 50 games here? Pitching, pitching,
right.
Pitching.
Yeah.
So if you got a starting, this is what I came up with, let's see if I'm right. If you got a starting pitcher, and I mean a starting pitcher, I don't mean like Scott Feldman. I mean, you know, not, no disrespect to him, but I want,
right.
You know, like a major league
yeah.
arm that, you know, that you can respect. Not that you can't respect Scott Feldman, but, you know.
It's okay, Marty. We know. I deeply
respect Scott.
His family
Feldman.
Lives in the, I don't want to offend
yeah.
anybody.
Gotcha.
But, all right, so you bring a starting pitcher in.
Right.
And then you allow Chad Godin to go back to the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And you possibly could put Lincecum in the bullpen. And now you've got Vogelsong coming back.
Yeah.
The new guy and Zito and Kane and Bumgarner. By getting a starting pitcher, you now fill two holes.
Exactly.
In the starting rotation and in the bullpen with one deal. So I would
yeah.
So thinking this through, maybe you go that way because you can fill two holes at one deal.
No doubt. And I think, you know, Vogelsong's arm has had a long time to rest here. I mean, there's no reason why he shouldn't come back strong, you know, throwing the ball well. There's that fatigue issue or whatever. That's all gone now. And Godin back in the bullpen. I totally agree. And I just think it would be a good fresh kick for them to get somebody new in their rotation. It's been dragging. It's up and down. It's kind of on the upswing right now. But that I think it'll go back down. And just to have somebody else come in. You know, you remember the lift that Jason Schmidt gave him when he joined the rotation many
right.
years ago. It's huge, and it would really throw a jolt into the division dynamic and be a blow to Arizona, you know, and the Dodgers, whoever else is in there.
The great Larry Kruger was advocating going after Samardzija in Chicago, and I don't know.
Oh well, yeah, I mean,
wouldn't that?
But, if you could get. If yeah. you could get him, that'd be fabulous. I love Samardzija. I love him as a wide receiver.
That's right.
Yeah,
he and Kaepernick can hook up, you know.
Yeah, the problem is, you know, with names like that, they're just not on the market.
No.
You know, now Garza, they would like to move, I'm sure. And Garza mm-hmm. is a little bit of he's a little bit of a loose cannon.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
But you know, but look at Toronto, Bruce. They've won over 10 in a row, and. Josh Johnson, you know, why move them now? They may win the division.
Yeah, exactly. Things change so fast. That's exactly right. I mean, and the Cubs, they have to, they're not going anywhere, but they have to hold on to, you know, Rizzo, Samardzija, the guys that are going to make a difference down the road. They just can't afford to give up their best young players.
Well, Bud Norris is a possibility then. You know, and Sabin likes people he has under control.
Yeah.
And that may be the most likely of this whole crowd.
Yeah, you don't want to lose Nolasco over the winter. All of a sudden, he's out of here, especially if it doesn't work out and they don't, you know, get to the postseason. But, I'd be fine from what I've seen of both of those guys. Maybe I'd give a little edge to Nolasco as a pitcher, but if it's a guy that you can keep, that makes a big difference because
yeah.
who knows what happens on the free agent market with Zito and, and Lindstrom and Van Vogelsong, you know, what happens over the winter with those guys. So you're really going to have a guy you can keep for next year.
Bruce Jenkins here. Marty and Patrick at the Public House. Bruce Jenkins on the phone here. And, Bruce, just kind of you made me think about something that Dane Perry wrote at CBSSports.com about going after a big fish and then losing him at the end of the year. And that, of course, would be Carlos Beltran, who's having another heck of a season. And Dane Perry asked the question, is he a Hall of Famer? Do you guys think that Carlos Beltran, if he continues on for another couple of years, goes into the Hall?
I think there's a chance. There have been moments when he struck me and a lot of people as a Hall of Famer. You know, obviously the great postseason moments that he had, which I think carries a lot of weight. I'd say he's a very marginal candidate. And you know, when he showed up here last year, he had zero presence. I don't care what the numbers were. It looked like he didn't really want to be here. He didn't have any presence or any influence on anything. And I thought that was the year before that. And I thought that was disappointing. You know, he can kind of flatline sometimes, and you wonder what the heck's going on. Next thing you know, he homers from both sides of the plate. You know, so he certainly has the talent. I think we got to wait till the career's over. But there have been times when he's reminded me of a Hall of Famer for sure.
Wow! No way!
No way!
No way! I'm sorry.
I mean, you're not even going to consider it.
I'm not even going to consider it. If you put when Reggie Smith goes in, Carlos Beltran goes in.
Yeah, I mean, we need a lot more evidence. I would definitely not pull the trigger now. No.
Zach Wheeler pitches tomorrow night against the White Sox.
Who cares? Did you go to the parade in November?
I didn't.
All right, they won a World Series in 2012. That was 2011, okay?
Giants fans are going to watch Wheeler's career.
They started in 1958. They've got two World Series. You're going to worry about Zach Wheeler?
High 90s?
You're going to worry about Zach Wheeler, and you've been to two World Series?
Well, hey, the game continues
and you tried
on.
And you were three games out of the playoffs, even with Carlos Beltran, and you went to the last week of the season. You're going to worry about Zach Wheeler?
I look to tomorrow, Marty. Try it.
All right. Okay. Hey, but let's look to tomorrow, seriously.
Yeah,
the
big
Dodgers.
Game. Big game.
It's our first look at Puig, Bruce. I'm excited to see that.
Oh, man, no kidding. Especially if they throw him first pitch fastballs. it's really going to get interesting. I think, you know, he's up there looking to just tee off on the first pitch or two, and he's routinely doing it. So, I mean, the Giants are a staff that is obviously smart enough to figure out how you approach this guy. He's tough to pitch around because, you know, Hanley Ramirez is kind of hot and Gonzalez has been hitting. But I think they're going to show him the ultimate respect because he'll hurt you. He hits the fastball where it's pitched. He'll take it out to right field. If you pitch him inside, he'll go to left. I mean, he just looks completely like a classy big league hitter to me. I mean, he looks like he's the real thing.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him.
Yeah.
You and I saw him in spring training, hit about 600, and we said, boy, this guy looks pretty good. And then he hit 600 in the minor leagues. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see Torres or Blanco try to take third on him. I mean, he's got an unbelievable arm.
Boy, that's true, too. Hey, Bruce, thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet, guys.
Yeah, good discussion on a Sunday.
Right
Enjoy
on,
your day, Bruce.
Always, yeah. Take
All
care.
Right, that is Bruce Jenkins. Boy.
Always fun.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.